Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode number 5 of the Carter Hunt Podcast. I'm your host, Carter LaCourte. We have our first Hockey Talk episode today after a couple days ago, the great interview with Jack Adams, Detroit Red Wings prospect, so check that out. But for today, we're talking about the NHL and the playoffs. The play-in rounds start tomorrow, August 1st, and I just want to give my series inputs and predictions for the play-in round, the 5-game rounds. I want to note the 8 teams that get the bye in the round robin. So that's what, the Flyers, the Capitals, Bruins, Lightning in the East, Avs, Blues, Stars, Golden Knights in the West. Those teams, I'm sorry guys, if you're a fan of those teams, I'm not going to be talking about them today. We'll get to that when we get to official round 1. But we have 8 series lined up. And we'll start in the East with the Toronto Maple Leafs versus the Columbus Blue Jackets. And this is a series that could be pretty close. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes to 5 games. It probably won't be a sweep. And Blue Jackets, my main issue is I don't trust Elvis Merzlikins. I really don't. If it's him or Corpusalo, it'll probably be Elvis. But I don't trust him. I don't think he can go head-to-head against Freddie Anderson, and I don't think they're going to succeed. Obviously, we all know about the Leafs and how good their offense is with Tavares, Marner, Nylander, Matthews, and defense, which is subpar, but it's fine for now. And while Columbus' strong point is their defense, they've had a lot of injuries. And while everyone's healthy, they didn't have any consistent scoring. Oliver Bjorkstrand was the only forward with 20 goals. I know Zach Werenski, defenseman, scored 20 goals, but still, Bjorkstrand's your only forward. Even with guys like Atkinson out for a good portion of the year, that's concerning. I don't think their scoring can hold up with the Maple Leafs, as everyone probably expects Columbus is going to lose and Toronto will move on, in my prediction. Series number 2 is probably the easiest prediction, and that's the Pittsburgh Penguins versus the Montreal Canadiens. Why are the Habs here again? I'm happy that they're here because that means that helped the Islanders actually get in and for it to be 24 teams. So that's good for me as an Islander fan for my selfish reasons. But Pittsburgh, they were injured a lot this year, like the Blue Jackets, but now they're better. Carey Price is not good anymore. He's not a top 5 goalie in the league anymore. Maybe not even top 10. Probably isn't top 10, and they're going to be paying him for a long time. And the Habs, they're going to fall to the Penguins. This is the one series that I can confidently say a sweep is probably going to happen. I'm sorry, Canadian fans. Isles and Panthers. Oh boy, this is going to be hard for me. As an Islander fan, I have them winning. I'm actually not confident at all. I was much more confident when they played the Penguins last year. I was much more confident when they played the Panthers 3 years ago. Wait. Oh my god, it was 4 years ago. Wow, that doesn't seem like 4 years ago. But I was much more confident then than I am now. I don't see that the Panthers can hold up with the way that Sergei Bobrovsky has struggled. He was awful in the first exhibition game. And while you shouldn't read too much into an exhibition game, still, it's a big concern for Bobrovsky. And like Carey Price, they'll be paying him for a long time. The Islanders, they have such good goaltending. Varlamov is going to be starter in game 1 after his great game against the Rangers, I think 2 days ago. And the defense is so underrated. Adam Pellick being back will be a huge, huge help. If they go with 7 defensemen, Andy Green was very good in the exhibition game. They also have Ryan Pulock, who's the top defenseman. He's maybe the most underrated defenseman in the league next to Pellick. So those two guys are very good. I don't trust Nick Leddy too much. He was kind of weak in the exhibition game, and I think Devon Taves should probably place him on the power play. But anyways, I'm getting a little bit too in-depth. The Panthers, I don't really think that they're going to win. I like the Islanders more. I know the Islanders aren't a very good offensive scoring team, and they can make bad goalies look good. So a good goalie like Bob would look great. But still, the Panthers will get shut down, and the Islanders will take the series in 4 games. I think that's appropriate amount of time. Here's my one upset of the East: Carolina versus the Rangers. This game, this series, it's going to 5 games. I'm gonna say it there. Okay, Even though the Rangers beat the Hurricanes every single time in the regular season, these teams are matched up very evenly. For the Rangers, I really like Igor Shesterkin. I think he is the number one goalie, and I really hope that Ilya Sorokin for the Islanders follows a very similar career path and the same production that Shesterkin had this year. So I think he's a lot better than Peter Mrazek. I didn't trust Mrazek last year, and he ended up getting hurt against the Islanders. And maybe I'm just salty for the Hurricanes sweeping the Islanders last year. I could be. I don't know. But I still think the Rangers are going to win, and I know it's really hard to say as an Islander fan, but I really like their defense. Adam Fox, Tony D'Angelo, those guys are studs. I like their forward core a lot more than I like the Hurricanes' forward core. I wouldn't say a lot more. I think a little bit more. And Panarin and Zibanejad are a lot better than Aho and Teravainen for duo-wise. And I think the Rangers' depth can match up pretty well with Carolina's depth, even though they are a very deep forward core Carolina has. Moving on to the West, the Jets versus the Flames, which I have lined up as my who cares matchup. That's not to be personal for a fan base. I also think that the Islanders and the Panthers are a pretty who cares matchup if you're not a fan of those teams. But Connor Hellebuck is very good. He carried the team, but their defense, the Jets, is way too bad for them to do much. But that offense is so potent. If Hellebuck can continue where he left off, and the Flames, I don't like Rittich and Cam Talbot. They're not good enough at all for the postseason. And their defense is good, but with Travis Hamonic opting out, they were hurt the most. And that's definitely a big loss. And the offense is good, but not good enough. I think the Jets are going to take this series. Moving on to Edmonton versus Chicago. And in my notes, I'm quoting this exactly. See Pittsburgh versus Montreal. Why is Chicago here? Those two teams are the two teams that really shouldn't be there. Chicago's a last place team in the Central. And Corey Crawford, who knows what's going on with him. Malcolm Subban's starting. It's going to be a sweep, probably. It could get to a fourth game if Edmonton falters. But Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, the Blackhawks, they can't stop them. Going on to Vancouver versus Minnesota. Vancouver has great scoring depth. Elias Pettersson, JT Miller, Bo Horvat, Tanner Pearson, Brock Besser, Vertanen, Gaudet. All those guys had pretty good seasons. 30 or more points for the Canucks last year. And don't forget about Tyler Toffoli, who had 10 points in 10 games after coming over from L.A. Quinn Hughes could win the Calder. Makar will probably beat him out, but it's very close. And while the goaltending isn't the best, the Wild goaltending is awful. Devin Dubnyk had a terrible season. Alex Stalock was the starter for most of the year, and he was not very good. And while their defense is fine, their offense is not up to par with the Canucks, especially after trading away Jason Zucker to Pittsburgh at the deadline, or for the deadline, which is a deal that I think everyone forgot about, unless you're a fan of the Wild or the Penguins. I forgot about that. I forgot completely that Alex Galchenyuk was in the Wild. Going on to our last series, I have the Nashville Predators versus the Arizona Coyotes. And while I said the Canes and the Rangers are my big upset, I think this one could be another upset. Pecorine was awful this past season. I have no trust in him at all in this playoffs. He's aging. Arizona, I really like Darcy Kuemper. I think that he can be a good goalie. He can lead them to wherever they need to go. And while their defense is worse than Nashville, they still have a pretty good defense. And their both offenses are very meh. Nashville's a little bit better, a little bit deeper, but lacks star power. Arizona has some star power, but they didn't really perform that well offensively. And also, if you're thinking about it, John Chayka resigning has nothing to do with this. It's not going to impact them at all, by the way. That's a GM. It's not a coach. Their play will be the same as if Chayka was still there. So anyways, those are my predictions. So once again, I have Toronto, Pittsburgh, New York Islanders, and New York Rangers winning in the East. And I have Winnipeg, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Arizona in the West. I know I didn't say go into it, the Arizona series too much, but I think they could steal one in five games, kind of like the Rangers. Their goaltending and defense is good, even though Roman Josi is a force to be reckoned with for the Nashville Predators. Moving on to about the end of the show, I just want to say, I said I wasn't going to talk about the eight teams that aren't in this. A quick ranking off the top of my head: Boston 1, Tampa 2, Washington 3, Philly 4. I think that's kind of given for the round robin. I think the Flyers are the only team that if you threw them into any series, they wouldn't automatically win, I feel like. I think that teams should be pretty confident facing the Flyers. Flyers got off to a good streak, and they always have that one good streak, although they can be very inconsistent. I don't love Carter Hart opposed to guys like Shesterkin. I think that if you put the Flyers and the Rangers together, the Rangers actually could steal that, but the Flyers are still superior to a lot of teams, although they're not guaranteed. I think that Pittsburgh would beat them, for example. And in the West, you have Colorado, Vegas, Dallas, and the Blues. That's in no order. I'm not ranking those teams. Colorado 2, probably the Blues 1, Vegas 3, and Stars 4. The Stars, I was actually surprised to see them in the top 4. But once again, the West isn't very deep at all. There are teams like Chicago, who should not be there. And Flames and Jets are kind of eh. They're tweener teams. They're not going to be going anywhere. That's why they're my who cares matchup. And teams like the Wild wouldn't fit in at all in the East compared to much better teams like the Isles, the Panthers, the Canes, the Rangers. And I think the Rangers have a worse spot in the East than the Wild have in the West, which is hard to believe. But fortunately, the conferences are not very even this year. Thank you guys so much for listening to episode number 5 of the Carter Hunt podcast. And we'll have episode 6 coming, and I'm going to try to make it in the next couple of days. I'm trying to get into a groove of going every other day podcast. So if you like that, keep on listening on iTunes. And yeah, thanks for listening to this episode. Bye, guys.